Shalom Aleichem. Today in Mishnah Yomi Land, we are in Chapter 11 of Nedarim, Mishnayot 10 and 11, our last full day of Nedarim, and then Bli Nether. We are beginning tomorrow Nazir. We have the last, the final Mishnah tomorrow of Nedarim, and then Nazir. But for today, Chapter 11, Mishnah Yud, Teisha Ne'arot. There are 9 types of young women. Nidrehem Kayamin, where their Neder is automatically upheld, as there is no one in the picture able to annul the neder for her. Now, she could go and get a hatara, she could go ask a sage or a bezdin, a court, to eliminate the neder, but she can't have the husband or the father, as we'll see why, to annul the neder for her. Now, the first one is Bogeret, a girl who's a little bit older. Now, remember, there's a katana, that's under bat mitzvah, and then a na'ara, which is shortly after bat mitzvah, and then once she's a little bit older already, heck, she's already 13 practically, so then she's a bogeret, she's already grown up. V'hi yatoma, and she's also a yatoma. Yatoma is an orphan. Now here, orphan is used in a slightly different way. There's a concept we've seen in Yevamot of a yatoma, she's an orphan, b'haye ha'av, but her father is actually still alive. What happened is she got married when she was a nara, when she was still quite young, and then she got divorced or the husband passed away, and she's moving back in with her father. But since she was already out of the house in the context of a marriage, the father no longer has the same rights as he did when she was originally living with him in the house before marriage, as in to annul her nether. And the second case of Mishnah is related. Nara, she made a vow when she was quite young, when she was 12, 12 and a half, uvagra, and now she's grown up, she's 13, v'hi yasoma. And again, she's a yatoma b'haye ha'av. She's moved back in with the father after a marriage, so the father cannot annul the neder, even though she made it when she was a naira. Or case 3, nara, she's still under 12 and a half. Shelo vagra, she's not grown up yet, v'hi yatoma. But she's still yatoma b'haye ha'av. Her father's alive, but again, she had moved out and has moved back in, so his right to annul the neder is out. Now, the next 3 cases the Mishnah brings is when the father is actually passed away, for real. Bogeret umet aviha. She has made a neder when she's bogeret, when she's over 12 and a half, and her father has passed on. So there's no one to annul the neder as long as she's not married yet. Naira, she makes the vow when she's under 12 and a half, uvogeret, and now she's older than that, umet aviha, but her father passes away after then. Or naira shalovagra umet aviha. Or she's still a naira, and her father passed away. So there's no one, there's no man in the picture to actually annul the neder. Now we mentioned before, even a girl who's 11 years old, over 11, if she knows what she's talking about and she knows what she's doing, and she has, you know, the presence of mind and the intellectual understanding, her vows are also binding. And the same for a boy who's over 12 years old, even though he's not bar mitzvah, his vows can be binding. So this would apply in that case as well. Now the last 3 cases the Mishnah brings are Bogeret's cases. Naira shemet aviha, she made a neder when she was quite young, and then her father passed away. Umi shemet aviha vagra, and after her father passed away, she became a bogeret. So again, there's no one to annul the neder. Bogeret via kayam, she's already 13 years old, but her father's alive. So she's already grown up in the sense that she's independent of his power to annul nedarim. Or naara, she was a naara still, she was under 12 and a half when she made the vow. And then bogeret, and then she grows up, she gets older, ve'aviyakam, and Baruch Hashem, her father's alive, but since she's bogeret, since she's sort of, you know, spiritually independent, a little bit older, then he has no more power of nullification. Rabbi Yehuda adds something. Of hamosi bita katana, even a father who marries off his daughter when she's very young, when she's still katana, before bat mitzvah. Now, we discussed in detail in Yevamot, this was not an endorsed thing to do. The Torah gives the father the power, and we discussed that during the Crusades, sometimes this was done in Yemen and in certain Arab countries to prevent young women from being kidnapped or abused by the local non-Jews. This was done. They would contract a marriage even when she was quite young. So the Torah does give a father the power to marry off his daughter when she is very young, but that's only for her own benefit, for her protection. And it was not really endorsed. We'll see a Mishnah in Kedushin. This was not something the sages endorsed. They said a woman should be able to give her consent and assent and figure out who she wants to marry. So anyway, Rabbi Yehuda says, a woman who was married off when she was very young, v'nit almala, nit garsha, she became a widow or a divorcee, chazra etzlo, and she's moving back in with her father, v'dayin hi nara, and she's still under 12 and a half years old. So it sounds like, and the Bartnura explains that Rabbi Huda is saying this is another case where the father cannot annul the Nedarim. The Kehati does bring another opinion that Rabbi Huda is disagreeing, saying this is a case where the father could again annul her Nedarim. So it's there is a dispute among the Mefarshim here. Let's go on to Mishnah 11. Konam she'eni nehenet le'aba levicha im ose ani al picha. So this is a married woman is making a konam, a vow. She will have no hana, no benefit at all from her own father or from your father. And what's the condition? If I make anything for your mouth, if I earn anything or cook anything for you to feed you. Or another related case, I will have no benefits from you, if I do, if I make food or I do something for the benefit, for the feeding of your father or my father. Hare ze yofer, the husband can mefer these nedarim. Now these are not directly nedarim beino leveina. They don't directly impact the relationship between the husband and the wife, but since there's a condition, if she does something for the husband, then it affects her relationship with her father or father-in-law or vice versa. So basically the condition is a beino leveina, even if the effect of the neder is not. So this affects the relationship. It's sort of insulting and uncomfortable if she's saying, you know, if I do anything for you, I'm never going to do anything for my father or vice versa. It's odd. So it's enough beino leveina that the husband can mefer neder. Yishar kochachem, zay gezunt.